Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. Are you there, Pastor? Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Word at Noon. If you can hear me, I'm going to go ahead and open up with a scripture. One of our foundational scriptures, which is Isaiah 14.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's already mine. And you have to be careful with words, because, you know, Satan have you saying stuff, and you're not really understanding, but it's yours because you're in Christ. You have to add that. You have to put that on that. The only reason you're what you are because of who you are in Christ. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We had some audio technical difficulty a moment ago, but I'd be able to, I'll just tell you, I expect this kind of carrying on because of what we're talking about, our subject matter, if you will. But anyway, we're so happy that everyone's still, I'm hoping that everyone in here, I'm going to see. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Well, I'm operating remotely from a place called Lovejoy, Georgia, so I'm glad you are. First thing,
amen.
And we'll have a word of prayer, and those that want to be thankful today and want to share God's goodness, ask you to press one, and we'll let you on in here. But first, you're going to ask Pastor to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get started.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone, and we thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for the listeners, those that we're able to call in, and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor. I ask that you will continue to be with him as he teaches this word, Father God, and help us to understand it. Lord, we pray for each and every one who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. You know what they're going through. We pray that you will grant their unspoken prayer requests, that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. We give you praise today. We ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. Help us to trust in you and help us to continue to stay in the Word so that we can know when you are speaking to us, Father God. Bless each and every one. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive the Word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And if you'd like to, this is Thankful Thursday. You just press one, and we'll let you have something to say. Be thankful. Anyone. Hallelujah, because I'm excited about this word. Okay. Evangelist Renee, I believe that's
good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for blessing me. I went to the doctor yesterday, and my foot is healing. It's going to be a while because she said my bones are mush, but it's okay. By his stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
The bottom line is it will heal. Thanks to our Father in heaven. This weather change. But I'm not going to let nothing get me down. I'm gonna keep praising his name and thanking him for all his many blessings and standing on my word. Mm-hmm. By his stripes, I am healed.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Renee. Anyone else?
Amen. Well, I'm thankful for the word of God. Amen. Thank you, God, for the lesson that we learned. I just want to share. Yesterday, I caught myself going back to listen to the broadcast. And when I went back, it had the same scriptures 6 years ago. So I listened to that. And there's so much of what Pastor is teaching on today. I'm going to go back in later today because I want to see if it's going to put me back 6 years. And as I was listening to it, it was just Pastor just was teaching, and that's when we had, I think we was having classes on Saturday, but yeah. So, you know, and he was teaching the word. He was teaching about Lucifer and the fallen angels even then. So I'm so thankful for the word of God that God has led Pastor to bring this back to us and given us the scriptures so that we know what we're up against. Because in Ephesians, and I'm going to read that, Ephesians 6, and I think I'm going to start with verse 10. We're reading that from the King James. From the King James. And so the 10th verse says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Amen. So as I was reading that and listening to the lesson from yesterday, we have to put on the whole armor of God. We can't go out half-dressed. We got to be armored up, just like the soldiers do when they get ready to go to battle. They go to war. They are equipped for that war. They have everything they need, the helmet. They have their shields. They have their guns. They have everything. So let us not go out half-dressed either. When we are in this word of God, as God, we want the word in our heart. So as they say, put on the whole armor of God. And here in Ephesians, it gives us that, what we need to have on. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. Do I have anyone else? Press one. I'm just like I'm like a thoroughbred. Well, I want to come up out of here so bad. Let me tell you. Because I want to finish talking about the titles of Satan, Lucifer. And y'all may want to get a pencil and a piece of paper and make these notes. I did a lot of research, so that saved you from having to do it. For some of it anyway. but do your own and do a comparison, if you will. But we talked about Satan, and after he had fallen, his name was Lucifer. Now, you wouldn't cast out Lucifer now because that was the name that he had before sin. Now, once he had committed sin, and let me put a pin there right quick because somebody asked me yesterday, did God make sin? No. Lucifer made sin. He had the power to do that. He had the power to use words and create in his, he created. And in that he said, because now remember, Lucifer was an anointed cherubim, and he became Satan by introducing the original sin in the universe, which is pride. So that same mm-hmm. thing he offered Adam and Eve now, hey, don't you want to be bigger than God? Don't you want to exalt your throne above God? See, that's what Satan does. That's how he starts manipulating people and getting pride. In Isaiah 14:13-14, the sin is given in detail. And notice how he used words. See, a lot like the guy was singing a while ago. They were singing and it sounded good, but they didn't say in Christ. See, a lot of times when people don't want to say the whole thing like and use the word of God properly, then you have allowed Satan, which is the God of this world, which is the God of open words. That was one of his main functions, is that he had power over words. So when he would direct the heavenly choir and give praises to God, he had power to train those angels to do that. And I'm not going to get into all that today, but if anybody had any questions about any of this, I'd give you the scripture for it. But it was pride, okay? So just so we have understanding here, he got lifted up in pride. That's what caused sin. And so like I said, when you go to Isaiah 14:13-14, he says, I will. This is became his will in his heart. Satan has a heart. He had a spirit. He was one of the cherubim angels. He had bodily form. He could transform himself into anything. Because I tell you, from the day he was created, he was perfect. He was over everything pretty much, especially when it came to the choir and directing certain things with words. Let me be clear, with words. So he said, what he did now. He said, I will. He said that in his spirit. He said, I will. And I kept looking at that thing, and God said, see, that's where pride comes. You talk about what you're doing, and you're not talking about what you're doing in Christ. So Satan takes over his mind and take over their spirit, and they don't even know it. He says, I will ascend into the heaven. That meant he was lower than the heaven. So he had gotten cast out and cast down. And we may talk a little bit too. But he says, I will ascend into the heaven. That means he will lower. He says, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So obviously there is different levels of what the Bible calls heaven, where heaven lies. But anyway, he says, well, and then there's a possibility, according to astronomy, that there's so much out there in the atmosphere, so many different planets and all of this, and they can only measure them by light years. They can't measure them by time like we do with everything else. But anyway, let me move on. He says, I will exalt my throne. Then he says, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. Now that's where I really wanted to get into. He's over the mount of congregation. So what congregation do you think he's over? The organized church. He's always trying to imitate God. So a lot of what we see through the optical nerve is being introduced to us through Satan, because that's where he got power over this world, over the things for a better way of saying it, things that are tangible. Now, again, let me remind y'all, God is all powerful, and we know that.
Yes.
And I'm not going to, make Satan shine. I just want you to have some facts so you know what you're dealing with. He says, I will ascend above the highest of the clouds, and I'll be like the Most High. He wants to be like God. He wants to be like the Most High. And so when Lucifer said this, that's when he sinned. So just make note, he was determined in his speech what he was going to do. Satan means adversary, and in First Chronicles 21, well, I expect that. Matter of fact, I expect anything when Satan, because that's what he does. He gets into any of this stuff, but we're not having that today. So we're going to put a stop to all of this foolishness. We'll put a stop to that foolishness right there. I apologize. Should have just turned off all the electronic stuff. It came back on when I was trying. Well, that's a whole other ball game. I won't even go there. But anyway, Satan means adversary. So when 1 Peter 5:8 talks about our adversary, that's you have an enemy. If you don't, you may say, "Oh, I don't believe that." Well, you don't have to. But that don't stop you from having one.
All right.
But the Bible says you have an adversary. Pastor, read 1 Peter 5:8. I want you to see this. You have an adversary. And in Revelation, just let me know when you find it, Pastor. In Revelation 12:9, the word devil appears, meaning a slanderer. Somebody who just slams your name before God, always talking about you this and you that, and you can't. And what Satan don't know is that God doesn't see us. He don't see us.
All right,
you know
now.
So God, when he see you, he has to see you in Christ. So if he see you through the eyes of Christ, he see you right. That's what Christ does for. He's on your sin. See? Yeah, so he don't see what Lucifer see, because Lucifer can only see things in the flesh. He can't. He have no more access to that spiritual realm once he had when he was Lucifer. He don't have that. So he's Satan.
Yes, Pastor, I have that. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, king whom he may devour. Amen.
Yes, stay alert, brothers and sisters. The Bible wouldn't tell you to stay alert if you didn't need to.
Amen.
You need to see what's really going on. But now if you're looking in the flesh, you might miss it. So you got to go to the next level, which is called the fourth dimension, and go into the spiritual realm and start seeing stuff Satan can do. Because, see, that's where he operated at. Remember, she just read Ephesians 6:10 whatever she read. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality. That's our adversary. That's somebody that beats you. Satan don't like you. And he don't care if you're in Gucci or whatever. It doesn't matter. Satan don't like you. If you got the biggest mansion, he don't care. If you got jets, he don't care. Because you know what? He is the God of this world.
Amen.
And when Revelation talks about that old serpent, I don't even think he's mentioned as Lucifer, because he lost all of that kind of power. But when he called Bala, in 2 Corinthians 6:15, he's a low one. Satan gave the name as got the name of the low one. That's why he had to eat the dirt. That's why a serpent has to eat dirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything they get can be from the dirt, and anything else can pretty much get rid of it. And I know, so I don't need nobody to tell me, I know how he can open his mouth and swallow a whole pig and all that good stuff. I'm with all of that. But I'm talking spiritual for the moment. That old serpent, the same one in Genesis 3:3-5, you'll see that God commanded for his action. Now remember, this happened after he got kicked out of the heaven, that he was put to the ground. He became the low one. He became the serpent, that old serpent, the Bible calls it, the old serpent. And 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's called the God of this world. Now let me drop this on you before I leave you. In John 12:31, the Bible says he is the prince of this world. See, that's how I know he can control weather. He can control the conditions. And folks, they don't want to accept that because, oh, God did it. Yeah, God did it, but not the God that you want to do it. The God that did it was Satan. He is a God. He's a God of this world. So things that are being controlled in this world, Satan have power in that. He engages in that. And just for just a point to prove, you remember when the disciples woke up Jesus and said, Master, care not we perish. The wind was blistering and all this crazy stuff was going on. And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind. Well, if that was of God, why would he rebuke that?
All right. Mm-hmm.
You are half divided among yourself. So he wasn't with that craziness, with the wind. But that was Satan doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get into it, I want you all to know that Satan can appear as an angel of light. He has an apostle. That's why I'm going to get into some of these false preachers. And you're going to literally be blown away with some of the research, with some of the information I have for you. Especially when it comes to, we'll just go there right now and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. Because, you know, he's called the dragon too, okay? But over in, it's in 2 Corinthians 11:14. That's where we'll start tomorrow. 2 Corinthians 11:14.
Okay. Reading from the King James, 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Amen.
So these warnings against the false prophets is what we're going to deal with tomorrow, and their ministry and how Satan got people in the pulpit, because that's what he said he was going to do. He wanted to be over God's congregation. And like Satan said, the congregation, God's congregation is in the building. That's what he thinks, because he don't have the revelation that God's true worshipers are not in a building. They're not limited to a building. Let me say that. His true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what Satan wanted. He wanted God's worshipers to worship him. And so he'll go and have us thinking that he was over the congregation, because he'll continue to get them preachers to do all kind of crazy stuff. And then he can do that. But anyway, we'll get in that tomorrow. Anyone else have anything they want to be thankful for? Press 1. I just saw somebody. They must be left. But, I don't apologize for anything, now, especially when it comes to the Word of God, because I want you to know we're gonna list some of the things that the false prophet do. And what Satan's demons does and what his preachers does. If you didn't know, you know now he got preachers. He walk around in the flesh. He makes all kind of appearances. He seeks the highest office. Isn't it strange how when people in the church building, they always seeking the highest office? They workers of deceit, deceitful workers, the Bible calls it. And like I said, we'll get into that probably start tomorrow. This counterfeit, that's what he does. So when I think about apostleship, I think about those that are doing it for filthy lucre. And those are the ones you think, oh, well, yeah, they got to be. But what about the ones you don't know about? That they're counterfeit. And their apostleship, they posing themselves to be righteous. And you know, some of them, you know, they're righteous in the public eye. Because without them being righteous in the public eye, for the most part, they wouldn't have them as their leader of their church building, because that's what their church building stands for. But I'm going to show you, they actually lead men from God instead of to God. That's what Satan does. Because they have no sense of true righteousness. They don't have no sense of true righteousness. But anyway, they just like Satan. They want to be at the highest office. That's what Satan does, and they boastful and self-deluded. It's just so much, and they teach doctrine of men. They teach man stuff. So we can cover tomorrow, but I'm reminded some stuff he told Timothy. Like I said, hey, I'm going to bring it to a close right there, because I know some of you are have about 30 minutes for lunch. A couple of people expressed that to me, and I appreciate it. Don't want you to miss nothing. So we'll go back over some stuff tomorrow. Meanwhile, anyone, anything else? Because I can remain. I'm just saying. Have a couple of people don't like the idea that when they have to go, then I'll be teaching stuff. Well, y'all have to go online and listen to some of these broadcasts. And write some of it down. Maybe you didn't hear what you thought you heard. I'm going to ask Pastor to give you the web address, and then we'll be dismissed.
Amen. That is I lost it for a minute here. Let me go back. www.blogtalkradio.com, blog at noon. Amen.
Give it one more time, Pastor, please.
Okay. www.blogtalkradio.com, blog at noon.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And anyway, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at